With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, we're talking now with head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, powered by Hy-Vee. Coach Foudy, wasn't necessarily the prettiest win against Grayview Christian on Thursday night, but a good win going into Christmas break.
A win's a win. Nothing came easy for us, just like nothing has come easy for us throughout the last, really throughout the whole season, besides maybe the first couple games. But proud of the girls for fighting through. You know, they've got a lot going on this week with finals, and, you can see it on their faces a little bit that they're just exhausted. They're ready for a break. School at Pella Christian is extremely rigorous. The demands that our kids are given, it's really hard. And so I'm really proud of them for fighting through. It wasn't pretty at all the last few weeks, but it feels good to go into the break with the win.
Absolutely. That's the best part about it. Starting off here in that first quarter, things got off to a really rocky start, though. They got a lot of really good looks, but just didn't get a lot of shots to fall. And in the first half, just in general, a lot of really high-quality looks that you would ideally love to see your team taking, just not falling there.
You're exactly right. And, you know, I just kept telling our kids, you know, you just got to keep trusting, keep shooting. We had a kid come off, I won't say who, at one point saying, should I really keep shooting when I'm missing them? And it's like, yes, you absolutely should. And so that's got to be the mindset for our kids, is keep shooting them. When we know we're getting the right looks, we're going to trust that they're going to fall down. This team has the capability to be a high-powered offense. We sure haven't looked like it lately, but we did get some things going there in transition in the second half, which helped us to get a little bit of a rhythm. And so we just got to keep working, keep figuring out how to get that ball moving into the places we need it to be, and the good things will happen.
Well, and we talk about it. It wasn't necessarily easy offensively, but you guys did kind of find something in the second half with the transition game. We talk about Chloe Snyder, 16 points. Another great night for her offensively, 12 points for Rachel Kagmarinski, and just solid contributions, it felt like, offensively by all the girls that played tonight, including an Ava Nickel who comes in first time on the varsity level and gets her first two career points.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Ava Nickel for the work she's done at the JV level and earned a right to come play some varsity. And, we got a chance to get her in there at the end, and it was cool to see her score. But, yeah, you mentioned Chloe Snyder. I mean, she's had so many offensive games this year where she's kind of exploded. And, things weren't easy for her tonight either, but she does so many things well on the offensive side of the ball that she can find ways for to find buckets for herself, and our her team did a great job of finding her in good spots today. Once she starts getting back into the rhythm that she knows she's capable of, she's going to start scoring at a really high clip again. And I thought it was a really good effort from our team to take care of the basketball. We had, by our count, 16 assists, 11 turnovers, which is a number we really like. Faith Kakmarinski, even though she's struggling to get the ball in the hoop tonight, she took a lot of good shots. She led our team with 9 assists, according to our count. So really proud of just the overall effort. It was never really pretty, but when we were able to put some pressure on defensively and get out in transition, we were able to get some easier looks that got us in a little bit of a rhythm.
And Coach Foudy, one thing that I just noticed too, I'm looking at my unofficial numbers. I only had you down for 9 turnovers, so I don't know if you want to claim that number at all. I'm sure as a coach you would absolutely love to, but you talked about that, just the importance of taking care of the basketball. That's something you've been preaching since you showed up here at Pella Christian, and it felt like your girls did that. And by my count, I only remember 2 turnovers in that second half, both coming later in the fourth quarter there. Just a really nice job going into the break of seeing the benefits of all that work to take care of the basketball paying off here in this win tonight.
Certainly. We've grown a lot. And, in a game that gets kind of ugly like this, it's easy to get sloppy with the ball because ugly basketball kind of breeds ugly basketball a little bit. But I was proud of the maturity of our kids tonight to be able to, despite our shots not falling, take care of the basketball. And, we got to figure some things out offensively. We got to get better at finishing around the rim and get ourselves in better position to score it. And obviously with some depth, hopefully coming back after Christmas break, we're going to be able to clean some things up a little bit as well. But, overall, just proud of the effort from our girls, proud of us grinding out a win that wasn't pretty.
Absolutely. And, again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, powered by Hy-Vee. You mentioned the depth piece of this because there's been so many injuries and so much illness right here before the break. I mean, I have 2 stat sheets tonight, and basically the entire second stat sheet is like over half of it is girls who are just out right now with different injuries. And I think back to Monday earlier this week against Des Moines Christian, that list grew because of an illness as well.
Yep.
Just how vital is Christmas break going to be for getting this team back to 100% and getting all of these girls back on the floor?
Yeah, it's really big. And our girls that are injured have done a good job of doing what they're supposed to be doing with their rehab and making sure that they're doing everything they can to get back healthy. It doesn't make it any less frustrating, but we did get some good news with Chloe Nickel that we think her knee is okay. And so we're excited to try to work her back into the mix in the second semester. You know, obviously hoping to get Jessa back, and then we're praying for Hannavan Wyke. She's got an appointment on Monday to get an MRI on that knee, and we're just hoping for the best. But we know her attitude is so good. She's going to show up with a smile, and she's going to impact her team positively in whatever role that she is capable of giving us every day she's at practice.
Well, and that's one thing that I've even noticed, too, is just watching this bench. We mentioned that a lot of girls there who are unfortunately in street clothes rather than in uniform, but it doesn't feel like that's impacted the energy of this team. This team has stayed positive despite all the adversity they've been dealt with. I think it's four or five ranked opponents on the schedule, some losses that you would love to be able to avoid. Just overall, been a difficult season, but the energy and the positivity still high.
Yeah, you know, and it hasn't been without our ups and downs. There certainly seems to have been a lot of downs at the beginning of the season. You know, there's a lot of games coming into the year we look at, we probably felt like we should have been able to win, and I feel like this team has the ability to win those games. But, you know, we have also just tried to keep a very consistent mindset with the adversity we face. And you really have two decisions when you face adversity. You can kind of let it beat you, let it overcome you, and allow it to identify what your season's going to look like. Or you can continue to attack it every single day. And it hasn't been pretty, but our girls have chosen to continue to fight and continue to attack it. And one of these days, this thing is going to start clicking. And when it does, we're going to be a really fun team to watch. We're going to be a really hard team to beat. And when it comes down to the end of the year, we're going to play some really good basketball.
Coach, it might be a little biased. You're already a fun team to watch. I'm going to say that. You might be even more fun to watch, but you guys are already a fun team to watch. Appreciate the time, Coach Bowdy. Congrats on a big win going into Christmas break, keeping those spirits even higher than where they could potentially be with a result that didn't come out in our favor tonight. And, you know, Merry Christmas to you. Looking forward to some conversations with you after the holidays.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Brendan Foudy, head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, powered by Hy-Vee, following a 48-34 win.